Hey, it's Friday afternoon, and that means, well, A, the weekend is here. B, maybe even A minus. Joe Riccio joins us for another edition of Shut Up and Eat as we head into a long holiday weekend. Joe, are you ready for 3 days?
I am, yes. First, yes, I'm very ready. Very ready for 3 days. I actually took Monday off for the first time, and I can remember. I'm not working in the restaurant business right now, so.
We're kind of doing the same thing here. We're going to get a long weekend out of the deal. I want to journey down to Southern Maine and enjoy what you posted on Facebook. That chicken biryani you made looked amazing.
Yeah. If you're going to come down to Southern Maine, you better come over. I got some leftovers. So, it's one of those dishes, you know, it's like I had everything on hand randomly, and I realized all I needed to do was go buy some chicken. And, it's one of those rice dishes that's kind of unconventional in how you make it. But really, when it comes to Indian cooking, I mean, it's definitely it's an Indian or sometimes Persian dish. It runs the gamut there. The most important thing to do, I'd say, is to definitely freshly toast and grind your spices. That can make a huge difference. It doesn't take that much time. You just basically get like a cheap espresso grinder. And just commit that to just grinding spices. You know, don't do coffee in it
right
after. Just spices. And then you definitely want to go to the store and get yourself a jar of ghee, which is basically clarified butter. It can handle really high heat. It has a really nice, like, nutty flavor. That's what they use in Indian restaurants. It's really going to give it a nice richness. Those two things being said, I had all that stuff on hand. I had a half a tub of Greek yogurt. I'm like, I got to use some of this up. So I figured I might as well make biryani, you know?
Well, it looked amazing. Now, what we also wanted to talk about today, it is the start, not only of Memorial Day weekend, but sort of the unofficial start of the summer season, the tourist season. And for a lot of folks, it's all about coming to Maine and getting seafood. They can go where they want. I don't care about the tourists, but it's the locals I'm thinking of here. And so I thought we'd maybe try to highlight a few of the best places in Maine, those hidden places where you can get the very best lobster, clams, whatever you have in mind.
Yeah, and I think that, personally, I always think fried seafood.
Me too.
I don't know, that's more summer to me, actually, even than doing like a clam or lobster bake, you know? In which case, I definitely always enjoy Pine Point. Pretty much everything over there, Ken's, Salty Bay.
Oh, yes.
Clam bake. I mean, they're all delicious. Even Ann John's has really good fried clams, if you can believe it. I like the places that just give you a wildly excessive amount of tartar sauce. And I like getting the soft dinner roll with my fried clams so I can make little fried clam sandwiches on the side with a pat of butter and
yes,
tartar sauce.
Absolutely, yeah. And I don't need fancy. I'm very happy with the places that give it to you in the little cardboard basket, and you take it outside and eat it on a picnic table.
Yeah, if you do that fancy, I'm pretty much all set. I don't, that should never be fancy. And I think, you know, it's the one thing I like most about it, the one thing I miss the most about Maine when I'm gone for a long period of time is the fried seafood along with randomly Amato's, but I think that's just a nostalgia thing. Because nobody else in the world calls an Italian sandwich that looks like that an Italian sandwich. They're like green peppers, black olives. What are you talking about? I'm like, you know, an Italian.
Yeah,
it's not Italian.
It's not a hoagie. It's not a Dagwood. It's an Italian.
It's in its own special little category.
Now, if you could make a perfect weekend with a little fried seafood and then get yourself an Italian.
There's nothing like a real Italian, as the sign states, you know? All of these things, I mean, the Italian sandwich is best consumed at the beach, and the seafood is best, on a picnic table, right outside, you know, don't worry about making a mess. It's all about having like a, you know, when your number finally gets called and you're starving, you go up and there's just like that mountain of fried seafood, like that's where it's at, you know.
And then, I mean, you know, and for me, the greatest thing in the world because I'm a simple man with simple desires here.
You're not a simple man.
I get the basket, and I get the combo basket with the fried clams and the scallops together.
Yeah.
And I get the fries. Yeah. Get the fries, but in the bottom of the fries, miraculously, it leapfrogged out of the fryer that one or two little onion rings that made it in.
Oh, now that, then you should go buy scratch tickets. You know, that's as good an omen as you're going to find pretty much anywhere. As long as, I always do get weird on sometimes, like if it was like a piece of haddock. As long as it's not a seafood item that may have just been kind of hanging out somewhere, then I think it's all good. When it comes to steamed lobster, I'll be honest, man, I don't think I've ever noticed a difference between any place that I've gone. I mean, you steam lobster, you serve it with enough butter. I mean, as long as you're not, you know, lazy enough to, like, undercook it, you know, and not, I mean, no, don't get me wrong, I like lobster sashimi, you know, steamers, which actually I've never really even been that big a fan of. I love clams. I like them in chowder. I like them fried. Steamers, sometimes it's like I don't always trust the process of getting all the dirt out. And once you get a little bit of sand in your mouth, it's just all over.
You're right. Absolutely. Yeah, that's it. I'm done. No, thank you. I crunch down on that thing, and yeah, meal's done.
So that's my thoughts on those kind of things. I'm like, whatever. I think if you're going to do lobster and all that, just do it at home because it's so easy. And why would you want to pay? I mean, some of these restaurants you go into in Portland, I mean, you think you're just getting a regular meal. Next thing you know, you're paying $60 for a lobster that you could go get for $5 and do yourself. So why would you do that?
I'll send you the memo the next time I do my soft shell lobsters in a crawfish boil.
Oh yes, please do.
Yeah, I've only done it twice so far, but it's gotten rave reviews so far. I'm like you. I don't get lobster out because it always tastes the same. But
if you
can,
it's a messy affair. Like you want to go you know, go crazy on it, and then be able to go to your own bathroom and clean up.
now what
you
about
don't
have
to rely on that little wet nap?
Yeah. What about the traditional Maine lobster roll?
I can generally appreciate that in most forms. I'm definitely a mayo guy. I mean, I can obviously take butter on anything, but I like the mayo. Personally, that's another thing I actually like to make at home. I'll go and I'll be lazy and I'll go to Brown Trading or wherever. I'll buy the fresh, you know, or Bailey's Lobster Pound in Scarborough. Like, you know, it's fresh. It's been picked that day. Like, buy the picked lobster meat. And I'll take it home and mix it with, like, the Japanese mayonnaise. Put some tarragon in there, salt, pepper, a little lemon, and then griddle the bun in butter.
Yes.
And serve it up. And that to me is perfect. If I am doing the lobster's whole to make the lobster salad, I like to do it on the grill and try to get a little smoke into the lobster meat before you make the lobster salad with it. That's pretty awesome, too.
Well, there you go. I think we're officially ready to kick off the summer season now, despite the rain we're getting out here today. Hey, Joe, as always, thanks for being with us this afternoon. Enjoy that long weekend.
Absolutely. Happy holiday weekend.
Thank you. We'll see you next week, Joe.